Tess drove on the sand at snail speed, muttering oaths under her breath. Hordes of people who didn't belong were sure to invade a crime scene minutes after the police had been called in. Maniacs of all sorts and flavors owned police radios, from news people to plain amateurs who got a thrill out of seeing dead bodies. She'd asked someone about it, one of the profilers from Quantico. He said that seeing death is, in a weird way, a celebration of one's life, of being alive. It's the reason some couples have sex after attending funerals. Reluctant crowds parted, brought to compliance by the red and blue strobes on her car, and she managed to park in parallel with the coroner's van. The body was still there. Good. If she hurried a little, she could maybe catch it as it was found, before the coroner loaded it into the van. She hopped out of her SUV and slammed the door, then approached the police line with a spring in her step, ignoring the soft sand that had already filled her shoes. Two detectives, most likely the first at the scene, approached the line from the other side. She ran her long, thin fingers through her shoulder-length blonde hair, then pulled out her badge.
Special Agent Winnett, FBI, you the primary?
Yeah, Gary Machowski, in case you forgot. And this is my partner, Todd Fredella, Machowski replied, shaking her hand firmly. Fredella's handshake was less convinced, and he averted his eyes. She bent over to cross under the line and made a beeline for the lifeguard tower.
Can't believe you called the feds, Gary, Fredella said, barely bothering to lower his voice somewhat. We could have nailed this case, just you and me.
Great, just great. An ambitious young detective, guaranteed to challenge her at every junction and most likely to file a complaint or two, just because he won't be able to claim the collar on his damn resume. Trust me on this, Fredella, Machowski replied, sounding both defeated and frustrated at the same time. She turned and looked at Machowski again, this time paying more attention. Something was a little off about him. Maybe he was sick or something. As for Fredella, he was fuming. She rushed when she saw the coroner and his aides ready to move the body.
Hold it, she yelled, flashing her badge.
Hey, Doc. She greeted Rizza warmly.
Hey there yourself, Doc Rizza replied. Wanna take a gander before we move her?
Yeah, thanks.
She circled the body a couple of times, carefully, closing in at each pass, noticing more. Perfectly posed body, expressive posture. No usable footprints, a sandy mess of a dump site, deteriorating by the second in the strong ocean breeze. A sick, smart, bold killer.
We're just wasting time now, Fredella complained to Machowski. Just watch.
Why is it you never trust my judgment, huh? Machowski said. Why do you always have to bitch and moan about everything?
This was our opportunity.
Ah, opportunity for what?
To see some more girls get killed before we nail this guy?
Tess refrained from chuckling. That partnership wasn't made in heaven. She turned to Doc Rizza.
Do we even know it's a guy?
I'd venture to say yes, but I can't be sure. I can't determine that here.
He gestured toward the many cameramen lined up at the yellow tape.
Fair enough, she replied. TOD?
12 to 16 hours ago.
All right, you can move her now. Thanks.
She watched Doc Rizza and AJ, his assistant, struggle with the body in full rigor. Doc and AJ made sure the news people didn't catch a glimpse of the body as they loaded it on the stretcher and then zipped the body bag closed.
So, it's you again, Machowski said. It's going to be a treat.
You two know each other?
Fredella asked.
Yeah,
Tess replied, unfortunately.
Teresa and I worked together on a case a few years ago, Machowski added. It was memorable.
It's Tess, not Teresa.
As a favor, maybe. It's Teresa on your badge, he pushed back. To be honest, I was hoping the Bureau would send someone else.
Then it's Special Agent Winnett for you, she replied dryly.